Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you hoping to gain a competitive edge by taking muscle-building supplements? You know some friends that are trying performance-enhancing drugs. Well, we're going to discuss how these drugs work and how they can affect your health. My guest is Dr. Andrew Gregory. He's an associate professor of orthopedics and pediatrics at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gregory. So let's start with steroids. You know, everybody's heard about anabolic steroids. They've been hearing about them for 40 years. You know, they come in all forms. They are illegal, but there are ways to sort of skirt the issue and skirt around them. Tell us about anabolic steroids. What are they and what are their effects?
So anabolic steroids, just like you said, have been around for a long time and been abused by athletes to try to build muscle and gain a competitive advantage. The way they work is it's a hormone that your body makes naturally, but the way athletes use them is to take large doses of these hormones to get more of an effect. And there are side effects of doing that, and that is the real danger in using steroids for that purpose, is if you use large doses, you're bound to have these side effects.
So large doses, people think then if they were to take them in small doses, they might have just the effect that they're looking for, where they can just build a little bit quicker, maybe train for their triathlon a little bit better. So how are anabolic steroids taken? I mean, it used to be you got the needle, right? And in the locker room, that's what athletes were doing. They were using needles. Can you get them other ways now?
Yeah, certainly. Still, injectable form is the most common that you see, and you know, you can buy it straight off the internet to do that. Using true medical or pharmaceutical grade testosterone, you have to have a doctor's prescription in order to do it. But there are pill forms, which is the supplements, which, you know, in the United States, if you call something a supplement, it's treated as a food. If you call it a drug, then there's much tighter regulation. And so these companies are able to get around testing and things like that by calling it a supplement when really it's a drug.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, the designer steroids, the synthetic ones, and they're undetectable by current drug tests, correct? I mean, because we hear these guys coming out, Dr. Gregory, like years later. You're hearing about athletes now that years ago were using things that were not detected then.
Yeah, that's correct. The most well-known one is Balco, and they made a synthetic steroid that was not detected by normal tests at that time. And a coach actually turned in the syringe, and that's when the scientists were able to figure out what was in it and then start testing for it. But it's naive of us to think that that isn't going on all the time and people aren't coming up with new chemical formulas that are not in standard testing for testosterone.
So, okay, let's move on a little bit. What if women are taking these, and a main demographic for us here at Radio MD are women. Women are also taking some of these, you know, steroids, performance enhancement drugs. So what happens? I mean, I have this deep voice, and I never did any of those, but we can, right? We can develop a deeper voice, body hair, things like that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So taking testosterone basically produces, we call it masculization, which basically means making women into men. So they start to grow body hair, they get larger muscles, they get deepening of the voice, they lose breast tissue. All those things are side effects of using the steroid. We also worry specifically about steroid use in kids, that one of the side effects of taking testosterone when you're young and still growing is it causes your growth plates to close earlier than it would otherwise. And so you potentially don't reach your adult height that you would otherwise. And so it's not just girls, but also for kids that we worry specifically.
Okay, now, you know, as we're talking about the different ones, one that we're hearing a lot about, and even it's for sale at various health food stores, is human growth hormone. You know, yeah. When you talk about kids, when you talk about men, what is human growth hormone and what does it do for us and to us?
So human growth hormone is another hormone similar to testosterone, but instead of just producing larger muscles and things like that, growth hormone is also thought to help with repair of damaged tissue. And so where you read about it in the news is often athletes who've been injured and are trying to recover from injury, and so they're using it to try to heal faster, essentially. You see it used a lot in these anti-aging clinics, which is what, you know, is in the news now with professional baseball. And again, the whole idea is to try to build stronger, muscle tissue and repair tissue quicker than you would otherwise. But just like with testosterone, there's side effects from human growth hormone that are not desirable, and that is it causes growth of bone. So instead of making bone longer, like when you're a child and you're growing, this makes bone grow wider. And you see people, their head size gets larger. They get widening of their hands and their wrists and things like that. But the main concern is more if you have some cancerous lesion, that if you introduce growth hormone, it's going to cause cancer to grow faster. And so, again, I think people are fairly cavalier with these medications, and that they're using them to improve their sports, but they aren't considering what further damage they could cause.
Now, am I correct? I think that I've seen Dr. Gregory HGH in powder form, even at like Whole Foods.
Hormone, yeah, just like testosterone can come in either injectable, powder, or pill. If you're using pharmaceutical grade, it's usually injectable, but there is, topical even. But most people are, buying it as a supplement, which means that you really don't know what you're getting because it's not regulated. So you may or may not be getting human growth hormone. You may be getting something else that you don't want, like testosterone or a stimulant. The danger in buying this stuff online is that you really don't know what you're getting.
Okay, so I mean, a big message there is that you really don't truly know what you're getting. It's not even necessarily labeled under FDA, because it's considered a food product in some cases, and so it's got different requirements in supplements. Now, when we talk about the risks and some of the benefits, people are looking for those benefits, Dr. Gregory. So, what do you want to tell them about ways to achieve those benefits without trying HGH, without trying steroids, without believing what you see on TV at 4 o'clock in the morning that says you want your muscles to grow bigger, faster? There's even some really freaky looking people that should not look as big as they look.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I would say, it's important to understand that we know testosterone works, but the side effects of it are not worth the gains that you get from it. And that you can get those gains, probably not to the same extent as you mentioned, not freakishly large, but you can get muscle building by, strength training and then supplementing with protein after workouts to help build muscle. There are legal supplements like creatine, which are found to be safe, which, again, don't have the similar side effects that testosterone and growth hormone do. And so there's ways of building muscle in a healthy way, and then you don't have to worry about these side effects. Unfortunately, if you use testosterone, there's no way to avoid the side effects. And so if you ask us in the medical community, it's not worth the risks for the gains that you get.
That's the main message here, that it's not worth the risks for the gains that you get, whether you are training for a sport or an event, or just somebody who wants to, get a little stronger, increase your endurance, increase your ability to jump a little bit higher. It's really not worth the risk to try steroids, human growth hormone. As Dr. Gregory said, creatine is a legal addition that you can try as a supplement, but that you really want to try using your weights, maybe adding a little protein in after you've done your good hard weight training, running, getting your body fat down. These are ways. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.